أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تعجبك أموالهم ولا أولادهم، إنما يريد الله ليعذبهم بها في الحياة الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we heard the 10th juz of the Holy Quran today in Taraweeh, and the surahs we heard was part of Surah Al-Anfal, which we commenced last night, and then Surah At-Tawbah. And these surahs deal with a lot of verses regarding battles, like the Battle of Badr had been, few of the incidents had been mentioned, also regarding the prisoners of war, regarding the spoils of war. There is a distinct difference between haqq and batil, truth and falsehood, oppression and peace, serenity, where the weak ones are oppressed. Then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals verses to give them support and to rescue these weak people, these women, these children who were oppressed in Makkah. They were unable to make the hijrah to Medina. They were being oppressed. So various verses regarding these battles and injunctions regarding with these military aspects had been mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal especially. And Surah Tawbah was revealed towards the end of the life of Rasulullah SAW, after Tabuk incident. And this Tabuk incident, as I mentioned the other night also, it's a very important incident. It took place in 9th year after the hijrah. So this is right towards the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a big test for the believers because it was such a time in Medina Munawwara where the fruit were ready for harvesting. And they had to go and undertake this very long and arduous journey. It was hot, extremely hot. So it was a very big test upon them to see the sincerity, the devotion. In this verse that he cited, similar to what we mentioned this morning in the hadith explanation, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers and tells them to not become amazed and dazzled by the wealth and the children and the properties of the disbelievers. فَلَا تُعْجِبَكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُهُمْ. They may have plentiful. Last night I mentioned about istidraj. Allah ta'ala gives rope and respite. But in reality, actually what is it? It is a punishment in disguise. That the person is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah is giving him plentiful of this world, of the dunya. So outwardly he seems to be very prosperous. So others begin to desire how we wish we had like him and what a life he's got. He's enjoying life. And Mufassirin have written, and this is the truth, that if one really probes into the private life of these people, who may be the richest in the world, but they have got no sakina, no peace whatsoever. Unlike a simple man, a poor man, he just even doesn't have a half a loaf of bread, and just he has his milk, and he's sleeping very content and peacefully on his straw mat. And the other person is taking pills, and he's always in fear. He doesn't have one cell phone, he has cell phones. And really he's, in the real sense of the word, in a cell, in a prison. Yet he may have plentiful of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, do not become duped and deceived, and don't become dazzled by these people who've got plentiful of the world. Allah ta'ala is only giving, it is actually an azar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala talks about the hypocrites. And two particular traits and signs have been mentioned. وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. That these hypocrites do not come to salah except in a very lazy manner. And they do not spend except out of force. This is the Honda ND442114. Honda ND442114. Can you remove your car? So these munafiqeen, they do not come to salah except in a very lazy manner. Right? In the fifth juz also, we discussed there that the munafiqeen, when they read salat, they do it very lazily. They're not doing it with feeling and devotion. There's no khushu, there's no khudu. And they do not spend except that they are forced to spend. Command is given, Rasulullah telling the believers to spend. Now, they are forced, out of embarrassment they are giving, or just to hide the hypocrisy. وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ This is what Allah is saying. قَبَضَ يَقْبِضُ in Arabic means to hold back, to withdraw. So they putting back their hands. They're not giving freely. These are two signs Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the hypocrites here in this particular verse, verse number 54. Allah Ta'ala is actually drawing the attention of the believers that we should not follow in the footsteps of these munafiqeen. When it comes to spending the path of Allah, we should do it freely, happily. And our salat is something that we should look forward to. 20 rakat of tarawih, now when are they going to finish? 1 minute extra, 20, whatever, half is up. Now that is not the real spirit. Unfortunately, we are lacking in this aspect. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive all of us. We need this islah in our lives, that when it comes to salat especially, and how do you enjoy your salat? How do you enjoy your fard? On your own, you must read a lot of nafil and read lengthy nafil. Your sajda must be such that you don't want to raise your head. That's what Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Gandhi, Brother Abadi Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to go into sajda, he used to say, "Goya ki Allah mujhse pyar kar raha hai." That's the feeling you must have. In the read about sahaba, it's amazing. You can't believe those incidents that the sahabi is performing salah, the enemy comes and shoots an arrow. For us, no, it looks like it's true. It's not true, it's 100% true. That the enemy shoots him, but he does not break his salah. Until he lunges forward, almost losing his life, and his friend asks him, "What happened? Why didn't you stop your salah?" He said, "I had started such a surah, Suratul Kahf. Ma ahbabtu an aqta'aha. I was enjoying it. I didn't want to stop and just break off that surah." Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. That is the purpose of all these talks that we're having. Then Allah Ta'ala talks about وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنَ Those who cause hurt and harm to Rasulullah SAW. They make nasty remarks. The munafiqeen, they would come and they say, they would seek permission from Rasulullah ﷺ not to participate in jihad. And they would say, "Huwa udhun." Udhun actually means ear. What it means, he gives a hearing to every person. And Muhammad ﷺ, he will listen to whatever excuse we give. And he'll accept it. He'll believe whatever we tell him. So even if it's a lie, he'll just accept it. Qul huwa udhun. Another says, no. He listens and he accepts that which is true about you, and that which is false, and the false excuses you are giving, Nabi Kareem says, out of his mercy, this quality of rahmat that he has, and that is not making him refute or just chase you away or don't accept the excuse you are giving. Nabi Kareem says, remain silent. And you are thinking he's falling for your trap. And he's just believing whatever excuse you are making. No, that is not true. قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ The correct things about you, that he'll accept. But what is false? No, he's not accepting. He's not falling for your trap. He's not becoming deceived by your excuses. It is just his lofty character that outwardly it seems that he is accepting you. But the reality is such that he's not believing whatever you're saying. It's just that he has this beautiful nature in him. Then there's a verse where Allah Ta'ala talks about وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these munafiqeen, that it was a battle of Tabuk, and one of the munafiq, Thabit bin Wadi'a, he makes a remark, and he says, "This man here," referring to Rasulullah, "he's got dreams about conquering the palaces of the kings of Syria and their forts. He's got a dream." Somebody else said, "These people," referring to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, "they've got more greed than we have. They speak lies, and they are cowards, ma'adallah. These type of statements they made. So this man has got a dream that he is going to make fatah and conquer Qusur al-Sham wa husunaha. Malik, Auf bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, the sahabi, heard it. He said, what are you saying? You're a munafiq. I'm going to mention this to Rasulullah SAW. I'm going to report you to Rasulullah SAW. So he goes to Rasulullah SAW. The Mufassirin say, before he can even mention this to Rasulullah SAW, Allah already informed Rasulullah SAW. And the munafiqeen were scared also. يَحْذَرُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ أَن تُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُورَةٌ تُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They were afraid that some surah might come down and reveal what we have in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala says, كَرَنْ مُكِمْ وَلِسْتَهْزِئُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْرِجُ مَا تَحْذِرُونَ. That which you are afraid that some surah will come, Allah will make it happen. Allah will take it out. Now this person, this munafiq, goes to Rasulullah SAW. And Nabi Akram is riding his animal. He's not paying attention to this munafiq. And this munafiq is holding onto the bridle of the animal, he's pulling the reins, and he's making his excuses. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ أَوْ مُحَمَّدٍ. If you ask them, what are you saying? Why have you made the statement that Muhammad SAW, ma'adallah, has got a dream that he's going to conquer the palaces of a mighty empire like Syria? لَيَقُولُنَّا these munafiqin, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَقُ. We were just joking, just jesting. We didn't mean it. We were not serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and elders, the next statement is something for all of us to ponder and reflect. Even though here, it's coming, mentioned originally for the munafiqeen of the time, but it is for all of us to take an ibrat, and especially in our times. Allah Ta'ala says with such force, and in fact this surah Tawbah, you'll find the anger of Allah Ta'ala becoming very, very manifest in this surah. And that is one of the reasons that this surah is the only surah in the Holy Quran does not start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It just starts, Baratum min Allah. Allah Ta'ala very severely says, Qul, O Muhammad, tell him, أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Are you making a mockery of Allah Ta'ala, His signs and His Rasul? Are you playing around, you jesting with Quran and Sunnah? How often in our times also, as I mentioned few nights now, we find objections with Sharia. Sunnah of Rasulullah, Allah's command. We don't have the knowledge, and sometimes it baffles me. See this. After, we are still, wallahi, Quran is in my hand, I still regard myself as a student of deen. We don't regard ourselves. People call you Molana and things like that. But every single day we are learning more and more and more. Here people have not even studied one ayat of the Quran properly. Yet they will send posts around, just forward things. Some of it is very, very serious. It's a mockery of deen. We have a joke, we put some joke sign or whatever it is, and we make it a mockery. Don't play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain silent, do something else more constructive. Leave it for the people who are involved in Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. So many times, and another big fitna inshallah I wish to speak about in one of the nights, that we don't verify statements. We just post things. Not long, too few days ago, some post with my name, I haven't even mentioned it once in the bayan. Whether it's correct, not correct, ask the muftis. We just forward it. When have we become muftis? We have become ulama? Have we understood Quran and Sunnah? We have good intention, yes. I'm not saying we don't have a good intention. The person has good intention, but verify, check first. We just send anecdotes and quotations and anything out of context. Quran is Quran. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Believe me, some of the statements we may make, just in a joke, but our iman is at stake. And ulama, I wish that they speak more about this, so we need to highlight these points, so people don't just do anything. And some of the people who have a modern khiyal, they will find objection, as though, as mentioned, the laws of inheritance was one example, and I gave explanation regarding it. These are fixed shares by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not some alim just came and made up this shares. Okay, you must get that, and the son must get that, male must get this. No, these are Quranic shares. Allah knows, He created you, He created me, He created us, He's Quran, He's Deen, He's Sharia, He's Dunya, He's Akhirat, He's our Master, everything belongs to Him. We don't understand, that's another matter. But don't try and change things and find everything to suit our own whims and fancies. Do not mock the Quran, do not mock the Hadith, do not mock the Sunnah. If you cannot understand, you cannot follow something, then regard it to be your weakness. Don't point fingers at ulama and the qurra and people who are mufassireen, muhaddithin, who have given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is then commanded by Allah to tell him, لا تعتذروا. Don't make any excuses. Your excuse is not going to be accepted. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِمَانِكُمْ. Munafiqeen, out of they said kalima. So they were amongst the believers, they were regarded as to be part of the believers. But now they made kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about the qualities of a munafiq, especially is what? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ. Munafiqeen will command evil. They'll command evil. وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. They will restrain and they will hold back and refrain from good. So they will never command good. They'll command evil. وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. They won't spend in the path of Allah. Again, the same words. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. Nasiya yansa in Arabic means to forget. They forgot Allah means they left out following Allah's commandments. They ignored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَنَسِيَهُمْ. Allah forgot them, meaning Allah ta'ala discarded them. Allah ta'ala throws them one side. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. The munafiqeen, they are transgressors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the munafiqeen, very, very severe term, that for them is jahannama khalidina fiha, and the curse of Allah ta'ala is upon them. Allah ta'ala talks about the converse, the believers, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Believing men, believing women, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. The word awliya means they assist one another. They help one another. They are friends of one another. And they, what do they do? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They command good. وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They stop people from wrong. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They establish salah. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. They discharge the zakat. Very important. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَهِ. They obey Allah and His Rasul. Such people, Allah's special mercy will come upon them. Allah promises them Jannat. Jannah, gardens beneath which rivers flow. So these are the verses regarding the believers. So Allah Ta'ala spoke about the munafiqeen, their qualities, and then Allah Ta'ala spoke about the believers. Then towards the ending, there's an incident. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he was known as the leader, the chief of the hypocrites. Chief. He left no stone unturned in harming Rasulullah, in mocking Rasulullah. He was very jealous of Rasulullah because he was the main person in Medina prior to Rasulullah's entry and arrival. And he felt that now his position has been taken away. So he pretended as though he was a believer. But he was the leader of the munafiqeen. Rasulullah knew this. Allah had informed him. Allah had given him the list of the who the munafiqeen. But when Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, and he was one of the main people who was responsible in falsely accusing Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, ma'adallah, of committing zina, inshallah we'll discuss it when we come there. Allah give us tawfiq. So, he troubled Rasulullah a lot. When he passed away, his son was a believer. He comes, he was a sahabi. Ya Rasulullah, my father passed away. We don't have a proper kafan for him. Ya Rasulullah, would you be kind enough to give me your kurta? Nabi Sallam gives his kurta to the son of the leader of the munafiqeen for his father's kafan. Who is going to do that? This is rahmatul alameen. This is rahmatul alameen. He knew he's a munafiq. But still, ulama have explained why he did this. One reason was, when Badr took place, and there were some people of the disbelievers who were taken as captives. Among them was the uncle of Rasulullah, Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. The beloved uncle of Rasulullah that time was not yet a believer. He accepted Islam after Battle of Badr. In Badr, he was taken as a captive by the Muslim, by the Sahaba. So he saw his uncle in the night, got no shirt. He felt pity. It so happened, at that time, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqin, was with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abbas was tall, so they couldn't find him a suitable kurta or a shirt or something to cover his upper body. So Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul had a spare. So his shirt was given to Abbas radiallahu anhu. In lieu of this action, Nabi Sam gave his kurta on this day for the kafan of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Now he goes forward to perform the janazah. Umar radiallahu anhu comes, intervenes, Ya Rasulullah, he's a munafiq. How are you going to perform his janazah? Has Allah Ta'ala not stopped you from this? There is the first istaghfir lahum, awla tastaghfir lahum. Whether you make istighfar for these munafiqeen or don't, Allah is not going to accept their forgiveness. So, if we look at the verse, it's an option given to Rasulullah SAW. It's not a clear, explicit prohibition for Rasulullah SAW that do not perform salat of any munafiq. Rasulullah was rahmatullah. He always had in his, it was his desire that people must see my good akhlaq, and I want so many others to also embrace Islam. If I'm not going to perform his janazah, then people who might go retreat from Islam, they might not accept Islam. So this was the noble intention of Rasulullah, and he was not doing anything against the command of Allah. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنْهُ وَإِنْهُ إِلَّا حَيُّهِ نَزِيمُ بِذَنْ بِيَا كَرِيمُ سَلَامُ will never do anything against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he led the salat and he performed the janazah salah of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Nabi Sam knew. And then when Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned this, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that, now I still have hopes that Allah may still forgive. Nonetheless, after the janazah, then this verse came. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدَ وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. Now, explicit prohibition. Don't perform the janazah salah of any munafiq. So after this, Nabi Karim would never perform the janazah of any munafiq. And then afterwards is an incident where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these people, these munafiqeen who came and they made excuses. And these were the rich people, rich among them, ulu tawli minhum. They came and sought permission from Rasulullah. We can't go in jihad. We've got this excuse, that excuse. And they were happy to be among those who lagged behind, and Allah Ta'ala sealed their hearts. But the Rasul, Nabi Akram and the believers, they strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their wealth themselves. Allah Ta'ala gives them khairat. They are successful. Allah has prepared gardens in paradise with radical fawzul azim. Then Allah subhanahu talks about some of these Arabi, these Bedouins, that they came and sought permission. But they lied to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't have a genuine, legitimate excuse for not participating. Allah Ta'ala says, so the disbelievers, they'll be suffering a severe punishment. Then Allah Ta'ala says, لِيسَ عَلَى الضُعَفَى. Those who are weak, genuine, you've got a shari excuse. You are not well, you're sick. وَعَلَى عَلَى الْمَرْضَى. So you've got some physical handicap. You are sick. And وَلَى عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who don't have sufficient means to go out in the path of Allah, there's no haraj, there's no sin for such people. إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. When they are genuinely sincere to Allah and His Rasul. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلِ. Those who are good, they have good intention, they want to go in the path of Allah, they don't have the means, they don't have the money, they don't have a sword, they don't have a shield, they don't have a conveyance. So Allah Ta'ala says, there is no ilzam on such people, there is no blame on them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. And Allah Ta'ala then specifically mentioned, وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ. And also on those Sahaba who come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may give them transport, a conveyance. Now Sahaba are going to go out in the path of Allah. These bichara have come. Ya Rasul, I don't have a horse. Ya Rasul, I don't have a camel. I don't have any means of transport. Nabi Akram looks desperately. Can we find him something? قُلْتَ أَوْ مُحَمَّدٍ. Then you tell him, لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلِي. I'm so sorry, I don't have any conveyance to transport you, to carry you. تَوَلُّوا. They turn away. وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. They are crying, they're shedding tears. حَزَنًا, out of grief. Ah, how we wish we could also join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's expedition. But they don't have the means, so they are gone, or they're moving away, but they have got حَزَن, they are genuinely sincere. Allah yajidu ma yunfiqoon. They don't have sufficient to spend in the path of Allah. So these people also, there is no blame on them, and they will not be sinful at all because they have got a genuine, legitimate excuse. They don't have the means, and they came so earnestly and sincerely. Allah says, إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلِ Blame will be on who? عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ وَهُمْ أَغْنِيَا Those who are rich, and they are seeking permission not to go out in the path of Allah. رَضُوا They are happy بِأَنْ يَكُونُوا مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ They are happy to be remaining with those who remain behind. Allah Ta'ala has sealed their hearts and they cannot understand. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding. These are verses that for us also still to take ibrat. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahu bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.